Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all have had a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you, and I'm so excited for you joining this podcast. If you get a free moment, go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. We have well over 100 episodes on this podcast, and we talk about so many cool, exciting, amazing, informative topics that I know will benefit you. So thank you for joining. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and sit back, relax, and get ready to listen to some exciting content, okay? If you are a regular listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I am always glad to have you. You returning to listen to these podcast episodes lets me know that I am doing something right. And for that, I thank you so much. I'm always glad to have you here. And I look forward to you enjoying this episode as well. So let's jump right in. As you all know, if you're a regular listener, I love to talk about my day. Things are great. It's been such a great day. Today we had our in-person park event, which was a spooktacular Halloween adventure. It was so much fun at the park. We had a great time. Cool crowd of kids. It was a lot of fun. We had lots of treats, lots of games, lots of spooky storytelling time. So it was a lot of fun. I'm glad that everyone came, and I'm so glad everyone had a great time. So if you participated in that event, thank you so much. And thanks for the positive feedback. I'm glad you enjoyed. So, speaking of positive and positivity, how about we jump right on into part two of our new series called Choose Positivity, okay? If you're new here, we have a series that we just started last week, and it's called Choose Positivity. And so we're talking about cool, creative ways for us to choose being positive first versus choosing being negative first, okay? So definitely go back and listen to last week's episode, okay? I want you to do that. And we'll jump right into this topic today. So if you have your Listen and Learn journal, go ahead and grab that so you can keep notes. If you're new and you would like one, you could check the link in the show notes, or have your parents check the link in the show notes for that link to our Amazon page where you could purchase that journal. If you don't have a journal, it's all good. Just grab some paper, a notebook, sticky notes, a notepad, whatever you like, and a pen or pencil, crayon, marker, highlighter, and let's get to writing some notes down, okay? Super important. So that way you can go back and review them. And of course, if you feel like I'm talking a little bit too fast, definitely put a pause on it, write what you need to write down, and then come right back onto it, okay? Sounds good? Let's get this party started, okay? So today, we are talking about surrounding yourself with positive people. So surround yourself with positive people. Now, last week, just as a recap, we talked about being positive towards others, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, just practice being positive and choosing the positive route, okay? We also talked about the struggles of being positive with others, like parents and adults and teachers and therapists. We just talked about how it could be a struggle, or being positive with friends. We talked about how that could be a struggle as well. And we also talked about being positive with parents and with adults and with teachers, and how important that is to have a mentor or a role model or somebody that you could talk these things out with, and they can give you guidance on it as well. So that's just a quick recap. Now we are going to move on to talk about surrounding yourself with positive people. And this is the only thing we're going to talk about today. And so we'll be kind of brief because it's really self-explanatory. If there's a bully that's in your school, are you going to make it a point to hang around that bully? I would hope not, okay? Because that bully might still have things that, well, not even might. They do still have things that they are working on if they're a bully. And being a bully it's not a positive thing. It's not the right thing to do, right? So there's nothing positive that's coming out of being a bully, okay? Now, if there was someone who liked to read books or loved music, loved to play an instrument, band, piano, orchestra even, and they were really good at it and they really enjoyed it and their music made other people happy and people loved to come and listen to them play their music, do you think that's someone cool to hang around? Is that someone that is positive to hang around? I would say yes. And I actually agree that that person would be the best person to hang around, right? They could share positive things with you, positive stories, and they might be a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, that's another positive thing. If you find a friend or a peer or a mentor, a teacher that is going to encourage you and what I like to say, pour in positivity to your life, that is the person that you want to really be a part of their lives. That's the person that you want to associate with. And I know that's a big word for some of you young ones, but that just means that's the person that you want to hang around, right? Somebody that is really positive. And I want you to think about positive characteristics. Think about some of your close friends, some of the friends that you hang around right at this very moment, and say, hey, what makes them positive? What are some positive attributes that I like about them? What are some things that keep me coming back to hang out with them? Think about those things. And then I want you to take this conversation even further by making a list of things that are positive in you. What are some characteristics about you that are positive? What are some positive characteristics that your friends like about you? Is it because you're cool? Is it because you are always smiling? Is it because you share positive messages with friends? Those are just some examples. Do you make people smile? That's just another example. So I want you to think about it. And those are just a few ideas. I want you to be original. Really dig deep into who you are. And think about how you are being a positive impact with others. Think about the main reasons why people want to hang around you. And make sure you are pulling positives from that list, okay? Really hype yourself up, I would say. Really brag. This is a moment that you can brag on yourself. Normally we say, oh, we're not going to brag. But this is a moment where you can brag on you, okay? And then I want you to take this even further, guys, even further. And I want you to write a list of positive things for people in your family. Okay? And I know, brother, and I know, sister, that you might think your sibling is the most annoying thing on the planet. But take a moment and write at least two, okay? Two positive things, all right? So I'm going to leave you all with that. parents, I'm going to give you all a little bit of homework this weekend. Not too much, but just a little. I want you to take this activity, writing positive attributes, positive things about one another. Take that to the dinner table, okay? And whether you decide to talk it out or write it out, which I prefer writing it out because then that way everyone can see it as they're passing along in the kitchen or living room. You could post it up. So take the opportunity to write down a few positives about each person in the family, okay? Everybody can give one or two positives. You write them all down on the list and you can see those things. So I want to give you all the opportunity to do that as a little homework assignment for the family. It doesn't have to be anything fancy at all, okay? But you just take your time, think about it, and enjoy it. Have fun with it, okay? Because family is so important, I should say, and surrounding yourself with positive family members is everything. It's everything, okay? So I'll leave you all with that. Thank you so much for having the kiddos tune in, and thank you for tuning in as well. If you need to reach me, you can connect with me on the website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. And if you are from anywhere around the globe, anywhere, you can connect with me there for a free consultation. It's a quick phone call to get me up to speed with your family, your kiddo, your needs, and see if I can accommodate your family and if I'm going to be an excellent fit for your family. Okay, so you can connect with us there. Specifically in Kennesaw, Georgia, and Kansas City, Missouri, we have our business locations in both of those states, okay? So be sure you are connected with me by email to get something set up because I'm not always in either state, okay? So be sure you are connecting with me first via email. Super important because all of our appointments, whether they are in home or in person or virtual, are by appointment only, all right? I thank you all so much for your constant support on our social media pages. My business page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA, and that's on Facebook. And stay tuned because I'm about to post some fun and exciting photos and videos from our spectacular events that we had today, our in-person event that we had month before last, I believe, and just a ton more things that we keep connected with, holiday closures, upcoming events, just so many fun things. So definitely connect with us there, okay? And you can also follow up and connect with us on any podcast listening outlet, Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we are there, okay? So connect with us there. That is all for me for today. I'm looking forward to next week when we talk about our next Choosing Positivity topic, all right? And always feel free to give me some good feedback or any feedback for that matter. I appreciate the feedback that constantly comes in with new topics for us to discuss as we move forward. Have a great one, you all. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.